So, you know, I guess when God gives you hidden manna, it's very few people are able to receive it, because that's why it's called hidden, the hidden manna, you know. The unseen, that's in this, you can see it, you're in it, it's right in front of you, it's in you. The hidden manna, being born again is hidden manna, but there's more hidden manna. Eternal life is hidden in plain view. You're walking around. You're walking around in front of these creatures that are of the world, you know. And you're not of the world. And you talk to them. And you can see that they're stuck in the repeat, the cycle repeat, and they can't escape it. You have the hidden manna. And they don't even know what you're talking about. Nicodemus didn't know what what was going on. How can I mean, when Jesus was telling him, you must be born again, the first thing came out of his mouth was, how can you go back in your mother's womb? Duh, he's not talking about that, doofus. He's talking about something else. He's talking about spiritual birth. Not talking about a natural birth, he's talking about a spiritual birth, Nicodemus. And all the free will Baptists and all these other Baptists think you gotta be baptized. No, he's not talking about baptism, doofus. He's talking about being born again by the Spirit versus being born in the natural. How can they not see that? How can they not hear that? How can they not understand that? Preachers, they can't, because they don't want to. How can they lead a flock with no truth? Emotions, they stir up their emotions, right? They're gonna stir people up in their emotions and dance around and act like a idiot. People actually go into a church. They'll raise their hands. They have no truth. And they'll raise their hands and think they're in worship. Those who worship must worship in spirit and in truth. So they'll sit there wanting attention, raise their hands. They want attention to draw to themselves, but they have no truth. And the Bible says those who worship must worship in spirit and in truth. They have no truth. They have no desire for truth. They just want to be seen. You talk about crazy. It's a crazy world. It's a crazy world. But they supposedly look good on the outside, right? They did a lot of good works, didn't they? They did a lot of good deeds, so-called, so they say, but there's no proof of it, you know. Wild ride is life. If you expect somebody else to know more than you and to guide you without you having to do checking up on them, you better be careful. Because you have to line it upon Scripture. You have to sit it down on Scripture. And does it line up? Does it line up? Because most people take you down a rabbit hole and you'll get stuck there for 2 or 3, 4, 5, 10, 20 years and you don't even know you're in it. Hang out with somebody for a while before you marry them, because you can look at their heart. You better test their heart, because the way they treat others is the way they're going to treat you. The way they treat others is the way they're going to treat their kids. The way they treat others shows their character.